What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Come back!
Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Level two. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people of Boston, and everybody else in between. All right, the poll question's been posted on my Twitter account at Sports Rage. Vote. Get in on this thing. What do you prefer, Gatorade or Powerade? And I think Powerade might get a lot more votes than people think. So Matias says he's a Powerade guy. Cam said, did not hesitate, said Powerade. You notice Cam brought the price up a bunch of times. Brought the price up.
You know what, Gabe? The price is nice. I got to say, even in L.A., those are definitely the cheapest ones. I bought it on sale today for $1.10. And I have an expensive supermarket next to me, too. So, you know, it has to be cheap.
What, $1.10 each for like a six pack? Or what do you get? What do you
no,
get?
$1.10 for like the big bottle. You know, it's not like the small one, but it's like the big.
Oh, that's pretty good.
It is pretty good.
I haven't gotten the powder stuff in years.
Even if it was expensive.
I used to do it. It wasn't out of cheapness. I was drinking so much of it. I was like, you know what? Let me give it a shot here. It wasn't bad, actually. You know what I mean? I got it down. Babano, Powerade, or Gatorade?
I've had more Gatorade and not enough Powerade, so by default, I've got to choose Gatorade. Plus, I grew up Michael Jordan ads, like Mike, if I can be like Mike. So I ended up drinking a lot more Gatorade growing up.
What do you mean drinking? You don't drink Powerade or Gatorade now? Doesn't sound like you're much of a sports drink person, Babano.
More of a beer drink person these days.
Nice.
We're aware, Babano. The only thing Babano knows is soup. You ask anything, Babano, any question about anything. Well, Michael Jordan was in the Gatorade commercial.
I actually started drinking Gatorade a ton around that time, mid-90s. All those Michael Jordan ads for Gatorade, they worked, at least for me.
Do you know where Gatorade was invented?
You have to answer that for me.
The name, Matias, do you know?
Absolutely. I was going to say something, but I wanted to wait for you to cue me in right there. You
know, Florida.
Florida, Gabe.
Florida Gators.
The Gators.
Gatorade.
The Gatorade.
The Florida Gators, yeah, the team, whatever, the school came up with it. What, the dietitian or the trainer, whatever. Somebody at the school. I think it was a professor. A professor came up because it was so hot in Florida. And they were like, ah, man, we drink a lot of water, man, and they're getting bloated. You know what I mean? Because, you know, my players are getting
a flavorful drink to cool them.
Well, you drink too much water, and you know what I mean?
That's not good for you either, yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to practice to play football. So, yeah, they came up with Gatorade for people tuning in. That's how why it's called Gator for the Florida Gators.
Did
it was the University
on
of Florida.
A recent commercial that they had on TV?
No.
I learned about that on the back of a Snapple under this when you open the Snapple caps and they tell you little certain facts. That's where I read that fact of the day.
Really?
When I was and I saw a commercial for it like a month and a half ago, and it was a Gatorade commercial on where it was invented, and I'm like, well, you know what? I learned that like 15 years ago or whatever it was.
There used to be a commercial with Keith Jackson, actually, the great college football. And it was a Gatorade commercial, and it was actually the show invented by the Florida Gators, and like to top of my head, I'm gonna say it was like 1966 type thing. the late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage, the only show that's debates and debating in the overnight hours. Powerade or Gatorade? and where was Gatorade invented? The University of Florida, the Florida Gators, which actually that is a true story. Remember they used to have Gatorade gum. They probably still, I don't know if they still have it, man. It was really bad. It would run out of flavor like right away type of deal. But you'd get that sort of Gatorade rush. Very good good stuff. Yeah, we got a poll question up. I am Gabriel Morenci, Sirius XM Channel 159, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio, we're going to get into some football talk with Babano, CFL, college football, NFL football. We got Merrick Brave joining us a little bit later on in Level 3. So if you're a wrestling fan, you probably know the name. He was a former pro wrestler. He got injured and stuff, but I think he still wrestles a bit. But at the same point in time, like he runs one of the biggest wrestling schools in America with Seth Rollins out of Iowa, right? But he's also a big Dolphin fan, and he covers the Dolphins for the Finn Insider. So we're going to talk a little Dolphin football. We'll get into a little SummerSlam wrestling talk. Not really SummerSlam so much. Just talk about the recent Vince McMahon somewhat departure. But Vince will be back. All right, so... Yeah, follow me on Twitter at SportsRage. The poll question is up right now. This is a good question, actually. We'll have some fun with this. And it's up for 24 hours, so we'll sort of conclude this on the TV show tomorrow at 6 o'clock Eastern time and on the same radio stations. So, yeah, Gatorade is off to a strong, strong start here. 85.3%. You got to get on my Twitter, Matthias, and vote for some Powerade here. You know, for me, it's like, you know, I should put up the Coke and Pepsi one as well after... I'm not one of these people that like, oh, yeah, like, oh, God, no. Like, I'm not drinking a Pepsi or it has to be Coke. I like them both. Similar situation of Powerade and Gatorade. They're both fine products. It's like Larry King said, Pepsi's a good drink, but so is Coke. This is Sports Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Come.
You are listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci.
The late night anchor management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. Matthias, I just saved you, huh? All this talk, and you realize, oh, you got a Powerade in the freezer. You just saved it.
Oh, man. What a bummer. I was ready to go have some ice cold red Powerade, like just how I like it. And it's not in the fridge. I'm thinking, where the hell is it? And it was in the damn freezer, Gabe. Half frozen. I got a little slushy right now, so I got to let it, you know, melt down for about an hour.
I'm the biggest idiot in the world when it comes to. To that, bro. Like, I freeze, blow up, and everything else, I don't know, like maybe 4 to 7 drinks a week.
Oh, like, that used to be me.
Basically, like all the time.
That's a thing now.
Like, all the time.
As soon as I put it in the freezer, I tell my little robot thing that gives me music, I'm like, set a timer for 46 minutes exactly.
So I put a...
And it's just, like, perfect.
I put a big bottle of Pepsi in my freezer the other day. I forgot. Like, you know what I mean? And the worst thing, it popped, so I got, like, sticky syrup all over the freezer and stuff. Like I'm like, ah, oh, that's just
that's
great.
The worst.
And there's
that's
nothing
the
worse, too, when it's... Dude, the other night when it happened to me... It was the only thing I had to drink. And like you said, like in my mind, I was like, oh, I was like, I thought in my head, I was like, man, don't I have like a nice big bottle of Pepsi that's been sitting in my fridge for 2 days? Like then, you know what I mean? And I was like, oh, this is going to be good. And I opened the fridge and it wasn't there. And I looked and I'm like, man, could have swore I had a big bottle of Pepsi here. And then I look in the freezer and there it is. Cracked open, like, you know, just frozen ice. And I'm like, son of a, The Gatorade and Powerade's not bad because it'll de-thaw and stuff, but soda, it's not the same. Like, you don't know what'll happen to it. Like, so, sometimes it can be safe. Dude, you know how many White Claws I've lost over the last, like, year, bro? You know what I mean? Like, honestly.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I've got, like, it's like a graveyard of White Claws in my freezer. Because I'm drinking. I'm like, this ain't cold enough. So I'm drinking. And I put a bunch, like, but, like, bro, I put a whole, I left a whole freaking six-pack in my freezer once a couple of weeks ago. I came in after a game or something. I don't know what it was. I came in. I had a bunch of White Claws in the fridge. And started drinking them. I'm like, this isn't cold enough, man. And I'm like, oh, put them in the freezer. And, of course, you always tell yourself, don't forget about this, right? Lo and behold, later on that night, I'm like, where are all the White Claws gone? Like, and I'm looking around, and I'm thinking, I'm like, I don't see a bunch of empty cans, so I didn't drink them. So I'm sort of like, what the hell's going on here? And then I open my freezer. I'm like, oh, and I just see there's six of them all deformed and stuff, and frozen. And I'm like, son of a, I do it all the time. I've given up. I just leave them there now. I got a bunch of like frozen. I got a frozen can of Pepsi in there that's cracked open. You name it. I'm a mess.
All right. Me and all your listeners know what to get you for Christmas. We just got to get you one of those Alexa robots where you don't got to do anything except demand what to do.
No, I don't like Alexa. She spies on you. Like, I don't like that stuff.
You're afraid of the government.
No, I'm not afraid of the government. I'm afraid of Alexa.
Like, well, that's what everybody says. They don't want to get those Alexa things because they think the government's cluing in on you.
I don't care. No, it's not even the government. People are always worried about the government spying on them. The government doesn't care. It's the corporation spying on you. All right, we got Babano in the house. Gave us an awkward answer, of course, when we asked him a simple question about Gatorade and Powerade. When was the last time you bought a Gatorade or Powerade, Babano?
Oh, at least 6 years ago.
What?
Had to have been that long, yeah.
See, I told you. You're like an alien, Matthias. What do you mean 6 years ago?
I drink water.
Juice, 6 years ago.
Lots of beer and alcohol and liquor.
Not even 6 years ago.
With your, not even like a great night out with some chase.
That's probably accurate.
6 years.
Yeah.
I've gone on record. I actually have said in the past, if I had to pick one beverage and one beverage only, you're stuck on an island and you're like, all right, listen, they're going to leave you this forever. Like, you could tell, all right, you know what I mean? Like, the Coca-Cola factory is going to leave, you know, 82 million crates or whatever you need for life, like, type thing. But you only get one choice. What's it going to be, Matthias? One choice. Gatorade or Powerade, not a bad choice. It goes with everything.
It's red Powerade, Gabe.
Really. For me. I can't believe a man 6 years without a sports drink. That's like going 6 years without having sex. Like, I couldn't, like, you know what I mean? I've crushed like six of them today. So you're saying one drink only, huh? I think I'd probably go with Coca-Cola, as unhealthy as it is. I think I just say, yeah, whatever. Just give me a bunch of Coca-Colas. Babano? One drink. You're on an island for life. What is it going to be? You're going to take beer or water? Or what'd you say? You drink water, juice, and beer only, you say?
So I feel like I have to say that. But if we're talking just pure enjoyment, a drink that you'd love to have with you because you love it, it would be beer.
Yeah, I don't even like beer. Like, you enjoy the taste of beer, like, when you take a sip, you're like, oh, yeah, this is good. I'm not, I get it on a hot day, I guess, on summer days. I do drink beer, but I only really drink beer, like, when I'm, like, at games type thing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, to be honest with you, like, I had a six-pack of beer in my fridge. And I had a bunch of White Claws in my fridge, and I had Smirnoff pink lemonade vodka, whatever. And
I like Smirnoff Berry Blast. I have to admit that. I love that.
I crushed everything except the beers, because I remember I got to the beers last. I was like, it's kind of, like I said, if I had a sporting event, and it's kind of what it is, I don't mind drinking beers at a sporting event.
Yeah, right? It's a great sporting event, drink beer.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, like a hockey game. Beer for hockey, you know what I mean? Like, it's got its place, beer. Baseball,
You know what I mean? Like, also, because basically, look, you go, like, you go, if you go to a baseball game, you start a football game, you start drinking vodka and stuff, you're done by, like, the halftime. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're all lit up. Trust me, I know. So,
well, in addition to the concession stands at Tim Hortons Field, where I'll be tomorrow night, they've got like 7 or 8 beer bars, like just that serve like alcohol and liquor. So it's hard to avoid it. and it is good with a sporting event.
Yeah, yeah. If you want to remember the game and not get wasted, right, beer's good. Like, interesting. We told you, Babano is a he's an interesting character. Matthias, are you shocked? 6 years? Sports drink? 6 years?
Honestly, Gabe.
What if someone told you you can't drink a Powerade for 6 years? You'd want to cry.
I'd be disappointed, yeah. But you know what? I haven't drank. Babano made me think. I haven't had an ice cold beer. Actually, I've probably had 2 ice cold beers in the last 8 years of my life, which is crazy.
You guys are all, you're all weirdos.
Truth.
I don't even like beer, and I drank a bunch of beers. I go to a lot of sporting events, so to be honest with you, though, the other night I went to a soccer game, I went to an MLS game, and I didn't drink any beer. They had, I don't even know what these things are called anymore. Not Truly, it was a White Claw, Natural or something like that. I don't know. Basically, all this, you know, the seltzer stuff. It was like a grapefruit, vodka, seltzer type thing with no sugar or whatever. Not bad, actually. Not bad. Not a
well,
bad thing
everything
for a second.
They got tequila drinks and mixed drinks in a can. And you can get whatever.
Well, they got stuff. They got everything. I'll drink Corona. I don't mind Corona with, you know, like I said, Corona. Beer with pizza. Well, listen, beer and pizza is good. Corona. And Corona goes with a lot of foods. Neutral, Degenerate Dean. Yeah, neutral. You drink about 12 of those, you're not so neutral after. Whatever the hell it's called.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players. For American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I don't drink light beer. Light beer, that's like, that's terrible. It's like diet soda. I don't drink diet soda. I don't drink light beer.
I'm totally with you there. No light beer, no Diet Coke, no Diet Pepsi. Not even Coke Zero.
Late Night Anger Management Class Football Futures next. Vote at Sports Rage. Twitter, bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I can't believe we're on the Canadian Olympic basketball team. Yep, it's just that easy.
Wow, that was close. You can be the center.
The Late Night Anger Management Class, this is Sports Rage. Interesting story. We were talking about Gatorade being invented at the University of Florida. Shout out to our boy Kyle. In Toronto, not Kyle in Atlanta. We got two Kyles in the chat here right now who just sent in a link to the story and the history of Gatorade. Basically, he was recruited. So it was a guy who went to the University of Texas. He didn't even go to Florida. Kate attended medical school in Dallas, after which he was recruited by the University of Florida to be chief of renal medicine. All right, so basically the football team was wearing out at the half because it was too hot out. The solution was a simple water-based drink that included salt, glucose, and I don't want to get too graphic, but their players were having a hard time urinating at halftime because they were so dehydrated. The solution was a simple water-based drink that included salt, glucose, and phosphate. The first test was so successful at a scrimmage that Cade made a bunch for a big game the next day. Football players guzzled it down. The new drink dominated during the second half of the season. Gatorade was then born. Other schools started making similar drinks for their teams, but Florida dominated the football field and the electrolyte football field as well. Gatorade was set to explode. So it's pretty interesting here. He started making Gatorade on a small scale. Cade realized that he was really on to something big. Cade and his partners approached the University of Florida for help. He was convinced that every sports team would pay the university to drink Gatorade, but both the university wasn't interested. The Gatorade Trust, Cade and fellow investors, ultimately agreed to receive royalties of 5 cents per gallon sold. Oh, my God. Think about that. Like, so it sounded like at the top, like, that's a good deal they got, like, to get 5 cents. 5 cents per gallon sold. It was a good move because the first three flavors, grape, orange, and lemon lime, were a sensation. Profit steadily grew over 3 years. The Board of Regents at the University of Florida saw what was happening with Gatorade and Cade, and they realized they made a mistake. And they filed a lawsuit for 100% of Gatorade's royalties. Son of a bitches, these guys. They didn't want in. They didn't want in. They didn't want in, but after it started making money, of course, they sued to get in. They basically stated that even though we didn't invest in it, it's called Gatorade, and you made it on our campus. It was agreed that the University of Florida would get 20% of royalties, and that Cade and the other four members of the trust would get 10% each of the royalties. Wow. All right, so if you're wondering how much they've made, $2.9 billion. Think of all the Gatorades that have been sold. And they're getting 5 cents a gallon. Like, they got a lifelong deal. Since they made $80 million last year. They're making, like, each one of them is making about 80 mil. Wow, can you imagine? You came up with a drink to help a football team, to help them at scrimmage, and it turned into a there are now 140 new inventions that are associated with Gatorade. There's 140 different flavors, blah, blah, whatever, you know what I mean? So there's 140 different products. The licensing revenue from the patents held by the university totaled $2.9 billion. There's your Gatorade story with the Florida Gators. Wow. That's a lot of money. All right, Babano, let's do this thing. So let's go to the CFL first before we'll get into some NFL, maybe some college after. So CFL football. We haven't talked much CFL this week. Thursday night football. Montreal and Hamilton. Let's get into this thing. Last we checked, it was 3, and it is still 3. It's 49.5. Oh, no, total 49 now. Just moved to 49 here at FanDuel. So Hamilton Tiger Cats minus 145, money line. Alouettes plus 125, money line. Alouettes plus 3. Montreal and Hamilton total 49. What's your opinion on the game, Babano?
Yeah, for me, this is just what I've been doing all year with the Ticats at home, and that's just get in, get out, and take them in the first half. The one thing we have seen from the Ticats this year is come out strong on home field, 3-0 ATS in the first half this year. I think it's a trend worth riding here. They're off the tough loss at BC where, you know, offense didn't work, but I thought the defense against a quarterback like Nathan Rourke, I thought they played a pretty solid game, just didn't do enough to move the football and get enough points on the board. I think they're going to have a strong start. They've had the full week now, unlike last week where they were playing on a short week, and they can rely on Kahari Jones, who's on the coaching staff in a consultant role now, see if he can give them a little insight to Montreal, and I'm sure he's going to give them everything at his disposal to try to help them win this game. I'm sure he wouldn't mind seeing the Ticats beat the Alouettes here. But I'm only taking them in the first half. You know, they still have Simone Lawrence out, but they're getting Lamar Durant. It's a guy that hasn't played all year for the Ticats. He was supposed to be a big-time receiver for them, big part of the passing game. He's finally back and playing his first game of the season tomorrow night. So it's a big add to this team offensively. But I'm taking them only in the first half, Marinci. They just cannot finish games. They cannot close out games. They had double-digit leads at halftime in each of their previous three home games this year, Calgary, Edmonton, Ottawa. They lost two of those, and the other one against Ottawa, they needed a field goal to miss by inches to hang on and win that game. So it's Hamilton first half for me, -1.5. That's the way I'm going to go. I lean over the total as well at 49. Montreal's trending that way. Their offense with Harris has been pretty good. The defense, not so much. Hamilton's actually scored 25 or more in all three home games this year. You know, and all three home games have gone over the total as well. So I'll go with the over for a smaller play as well.
Yeah, the total is interesting. Montreal is a big-time over team. They played six games. They're 5-1 to the over on the season. They're coming off a game in which they put 40 on the board. The week before, they put 31 on the board. The week before, 20 on the road. But the week before that, they scored 37. So you see, Montreal's offense has been pretty consistent in putting points up on the board. To me, the biggest weakness for Hamilton, I think Hamilton's defense has been pretty good, Babano, but 12 points last week against BC in Vancouver. You know, the last road game before that. Now, this isn't a road game. But the offense, and, you know, I think the I think Kahari Jones will eventually be calling the plays. I don't know if it's a quarterback issue, if it's a play-calling issue, or a little bit of both.
It's an offensive line issue, Gabe. You haven't mentioned them yet, but they've been, that's
well, and their line.
Issue.
Yeah, but
they
it's more than that.
Same, yeah, they can't get the same start. They can't get the same starting offensive line, Gabe, on the field 1 week to the next. Again this week, they're
shuffling. Yeah, but the play calling still sucks. Like, the play calling still sucks.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they always they always do, like, the other – what was it the other day? Like, last week, Babano, the BCC were getting sloppy. Like, they tried to catch him napping. They tried to throw a bomb, right? Like, I don't know. It was before the end of the half, actually. That's what it was, before the end of the half. So, we're about 5 minutes, whatever. Nate Rourke just sort of carelessly throws one down the field. It gets intercepted. What do they do with it? Nothing. They end up punting after instead of going for it on a short thing. Like, it just seems to me that Hamilton on offense always do the opposite of what they should do. It's like, you guys should go for it here now. And they don't. And then, like, then they miss the field goal at the end. And another thing is, too, Babano, like, listen, you're the Tiger Cat fan amongst us here. Like, how many times have the Tiger Cats moved the ball down the field and found a way to screw it up when they get into the red zone? A million times, bro. Like, as soon as the
field goals,
like,
and
all the time, man.
Turnovers, yep.
The punt return two games ago. They got a punt return all the way to the. They got a punt return all the way to the 8 yard line. They can't punch it in after.
Yep.
There was two drives in a row. They could. They're terrible inside the 5 yard line. Like, they have no creativity. Like, there's just
they can't run the ball.
Bad.
G. Martinez in the chat's right. Don Jackson is a good running back, and yet they can't run the football. And I don't think it's because Don Jackson suddenly is a bad running back in the CFL. I think it's the offensive line's not run blocking well enough. And I think the O-line and play calling, both of those factors are the biggest factors. I know Dane has taken a lot of flack, and for the fumbles he's had at times this season, he deserves to be criticized. But I think even bigger than the issues with Dane and the inconsistency at times with him, it's been the play calling, it's been the offensive line. Those are the two biggest problems, I think, for the Ticats on offense this year.
One thing we should note, and the CFL, there's only 9 teams in the league. History often does repeat itself with rivalries and teams. Oh, this team beats that team, and this team loses to that team. Hamilton have gotten the better. Like, a good example is, guys, we talked about it last week going into the Montreal-Ottawa game. We said Montreal are 6-0 against the spread the last 6 times in Ottawa, right? 5-1 straight up. Well, make it 7-0 against the spread. History repeated itself. In this series, Hamilton generally beats Montreal all the time, Babano. Not all the time, but Hamilton's got the better of Montreal over the years for the most part.
True. Yep.
They've covered 3 of the last 4.
Full game. I am not taking Ticats full game. It's first half. They're 3-0. You know what's the weirdest thing? They're 3-0 ATS in the first half at home this year. They're 0-3 against the spread for the full game at home this year. So it's take them in the first half because we just cannot rely on them to close out games. I've seen this enough now. And even the Ottawa game, which they actually won straight up, they still blew a double-digit lead. They've had double-digit leads at halftime in every single home game this year.
And you know what, though?
They lost the game in the second half, or they barely hung on for dear life.
The Alouettes have actually had a lead at halftime in 5 of their 6 games.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. and there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Here, not just at home. Every one of the games. They were up big against Calgary, lost. They were they killed Saskatchewan. The game they lost to Saskatchewan, they were actually winning at the half. Edmonton, they blew a 31-12 lead. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
What we thought they were. We played them in preseason. Who the hell takes a third game in a preseason like us? Boom. We played them in the third game. Everybody played three quarters. The Bears are who we thought they were. And that's why we took the damn field. Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass. But they are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
Late night anger management class. My Twitter's starting to blow up right now to late night hours. This poll will wrap it up tomorrow night. I think it's up for 24 hours, actually. So you can vote at Sports Rage. What do you prefer, Gatorade or Powerade? Some of the answers are good coming in. Whatever's on sale is a common answer we're getting. Our boy Jazz likes the blue Powerade, the best. And for the record, Powerade's getting smashed. 82%. Just moved to 81.4. 81.4%, Powerade 18.6. I don't see how that a product that is so similar to each other, that one of them could be that much more popular than the other ones. I think you're whacked out, everybody. That's my personal opinion. All right, but Bano kicking it.
It's all marketing that led to that.
Yeah, they're both the same.
Decided result.
They're kind of like, yeah, they're a little different, but exactly. How can one be like 80% and the other one? Like, come on. I think people are.
Me toward it.
I think they're lying, though, people. I think they're lying, because a lot of people. I don't know if people think it's cheaper or something like that. Like, they just made it cheaper. It's not a cheaper product. They just made it cheaper because Gatorade was already established, right? That's as simple as that. All right. So, Babano kicking with us. All right, Babano. So you like the Tiger Cats in the first half of the over? BC Lions on Friday. Saskatchewan Rough Riders. BC Lions -1.5. This game's on ESPN2 at 9 o'clock Eastern time. Lions are -135 on the money line. This total is also 49. Babano, what's the Rough Riders' health situation? That's the biggest question mark coming into this game.
Well, today was their first day of, or second day of practice, actually, after the Toronto game. They came back to practice on Tuesday. What we do know is that Cody Fajardo looks like he's back. He's practicing. He is still got the knee issue, and he's still, because he's got ligament issues in that knee. But he plans on playing, even if he is a slightly less than 100% mobility. And Craig Dickinson said he might play in spite of the fact that he might be a little less mobile than normal. So Fajardo's on target to play. They're going to get Nick Marshall back, their best cornerback. And, boy, they missed him against Toronto. I don't know if Curly Gittens has all that room to score that big touchdown over the middle if he's on the field. So they are getting a couple guys back, but there's still a lot missing for Saskatchewan. And situationally, this is not great for them either, Gabe, going into this game. They're on a short week. They played Sunday night. They had all the issues. You're playing Friday now. Although no travel, it's another home game, but it's not a great situational spot necessarily for Saskatchewan. And then I started looking, Gabe, at Saskatchewan overall. Like, they're flirting around 500. I looked at their schedule so far. They faced nothing but East Division teams, obviously a very weak division top to bottom, except for one game against one West Division team, and that was Edmonton. The worst team in the West Division. They have yet to face Winnipeg, Calgary, BC, you know, the best three teams in the West Division. You could say the best three teams in the CFL right now. So they faced a real weak schedule, and they, to be quite honest, they still haven't played great. They've played mediocre football in spite of a weak schedule. I think there's a winnable game for BC. They've had 8 days to prepare because they played Hamilton last Thursday. I know the offense has looked ordinary the last couple weeks, kind of a coming back down to earth, a little bit at least for Nathan Rourke. But I think with the extra time, there's still a lot of key personnel that's going to be missing, even though Fajardo and Marshall might be back. I think at a pick 'em, I've got to look at BC here.
Ian Cameron, A.K. Babano, kicking with us. Cody Fajardo hasn't been playing great football even before him coming back right now. He doesn't look 100%. He's having a problem with the deep ball. He's having accuracy problems. Not really mobile in the pocket either. So I think he's far from 100% right now. They have suspension still.
The offensive line? We talked about Hamilton's O-line. Saskatchewan's O-line has issues, big-time issues. They couldn't run D-line. The football at all against Toronto, and they tried so hard to run it to take pressure off Dolagala, and they still couldn't run the football. That's a problem.
I like BC here. I think BC are fine. You know what I mean? They're not as explosive now. People have figured it out a little bit. Plus, they weren't going to put 50 up every week. But they're solid enough. They're a well-coached team. Right, they're a well-coached team. They don't make a lot of mistakes, BC. Nathan Rourke's made a few mistakes, but I'm just talking about overall. The play calling is sharp. They're pretty consistent for 60 minutes. They'll battle through. I think they can find a way, and Saskatchewan always beats them. I think this is a little bit of a payback opportunity here. I'm with you. Good call as far as the riders and that schedule.
Gabe, and I like the post-game interview from Rourke after that Hamilton game ended. You look at the way he responded to those questions, it looked like they lost the game. You know, he wasn't happy with the way that offense played. 17 points. I know he said, we'll take the win, but we got a lot we can improve on. So I like hearing that from the kid.
Yeah, it was a weird game, both teams. I underestimated the Heat, Babano. The roof was broken. And, you know, shout out to Rob, actually. Rob from Vancouver warned me. He said, Morency, are you worried about the total of this game with the roof not opening now? And he said, it's going to be really hot in there. And I said, nah, they should be still fine. I don't see whatever. And I didn't realize how hot it gets in that dome. And, like, players had a real problem. Like, it was, they said, football's not a summer sport, guys. We kind of forget this sometimes. And it was hot as hell. It gets stuffy in there and stuff like that. I've been in there when I realized. And it was just a lot of stalled drives. Like, how many points did Hamilton leave on the field? How many times, like, did BC, I don't know, BC went deep a lot. It wasn't working. It was just one of those not meant to be total games. What do you think of the total of the BC Rough Rider game at 49?
So I'm still concerned about Saskatchewan's offense and their offensive line and how healthy Fajardo is. And it's not like BC, I expect them to go up and down the field.
Yeah, that stupid Argo game we didn't think would get there, and it did, though, right? You never know.
But that was a lot of special teams scores, defensive scores. Remember, there was almost a Charleston Hughes almost returned, a bad snap from Toronto, and that put easy points on the board. Like, there was a lot of short fields because of turnovers that pushed that game over the total. Remember, Saskatchewan didn't even crack 200 yards of offense in that game. So if you look at the box score, the yardage accumulated doesn't add up to the number of points that were scored last week. And now they've pushed this total even higher than the Saskatchewan-Toronto total last week. So I think there's value on the under. I would definitely lean under.
All right, the game of the week. What a game. Winnipeg and Calgary, the rematch. Winnipeg still haven't lost this year, guys. They're systematically... You know, so they're up to, just for the record now, Zach Kolaros' record is 24-2. We were wondering last week, Babano, what the exact number was. It was 23-2 going into last week, so he's up to 24. He's 24-2 as a starter with the Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
So that's 12-0 at home, 12-2 on the road. Wow.
Yeah. Pretty serious, bro. And also, one of the, like Patterson brought up, who covers the Bombers, brought up, one of the losses, like, they weren't trying him, about. I don't know, he came back from an injury or something, and he was sort of, you know, they kind of mailed it in or whatever, it was late in the year, whatever.
They had the one seed wrapped up, yeah.
Like, basically, he's never lost a game that he wanted to win. The two losses were whatever games late in the season, and they wrapped things up. And they were just playing him to get him, whatever. Like, so, like, he's never really lost a game. I don't know. I think they're motivated at this point secretly. They're not going to talk about it, but to go undefeated. But let's not get ahead of ourselves here. Interesting game going against Calgary. I just can't get in front of the Bombers. And now you're getting them in a pick-em situation, essentially, Babano. It's just automatic. How can you argue otherwise? Why are you going to take Calgary or Winnipeg?
Well, I was leaning Calgary early in the week because they are unbeatable off a bye. All right? This off a bye trend.
Oh, yeah. What was the record? Did you figure it out? Did you look and find out?
Well, just against the spread, it's like 26-8 against the spread. But straight up, I believe that they lost twice in those 34 games off a bye. 32-2 straight up. And that is going back to the Huffnagel days when he coached. And it was a long time ago when he coached them. I mean, Dave
has
been there.
But you're talking about a Winnipeg Blue Bomber team that's 7-0 straight up, 5-2 ATS.
Yes, and so that's what's that, and they're a slight underdog now, or it's right around a pick 'em right now with this.
What
game.
Is
so
it?
It's not easy. This is
now,
a
Winnipeg is 1.5. FanDuel right now, Winnipeg's 1.5 point favorites.
Yeah,
but you know
it's
what's crazy? It's -110 on the money line. So why would you do 1.5? Just do 110 on the money line.
It's a great game, but it's a real tough game. I think Calgary's got the situational edge. It's a second straight game on the road for Winnipeg. Do they feel it here? I don't know, but Winnipeg finds a way. As ugly as it is, they find a way to win, and you can't understate that. And look, they had no Jackson Jeffcoat last week, no Greg Ellingson last week, no Patrick Neufeld on the offensive line. I think one of their better offensive linemen. That's three key players, both sides of the ball out, and they still win in cover. And the next man steps up. They get someone to replace Jeffcoat. They get someone to fill in for Ellingson. Dalton Schoen's catching passes. Agudosi's making big plays. Wolitarski's stepping up. Other receivers are making plays. That's because Winnipeg's accumulated great depth, and especially great Canadian depth, across this roster. They've done a great job of that, where they suffer injuries and they can plug in the next players and they get it done. So, and Zach Collaros is playing at an exceptionally high level. I don't know what happened last week, but I got to think Winnipeg's got to play better than last week. They still win in cover. Think about that against Edmonton, which kind of shows you how bad things went for Edmonton. Collaros was 7 of 16 for barely 100 passing yards, and they won the game. It was probably one of the sub 50% completions for Zach, and they still won the game. They couldn't really run the football, and the defense just took out Edmonton's offense.
Yeah, but they won by double digits, you should know, too. Yeah. Like, that's why they win, though. They don't care about stats, right?
No.
You know what I mean? They want to play well. That's the whole thing. They'll win a game, but they won't play well, and that'll just motivate them to get mad the next game. But they're going to be up for this again here. I think. Listen, guys, I think Winnipeg's the play here. Getting Winnipeg in a pick-em situation, as we talked about.
And
Zach Collaros, 24-2. And Winnipeg's just a better team. They're the two-time defending champions for a reason.
Yeah, they haven't lost in forever. It's tough to go against that. I can't fault anyone liking Winnipeg here. And another thing that's cooling my interest in Calgary is the potential loss of Kadeem Carey for this game, the running back. I worry about that because the one thing about Bo Mitchell is if they key in on Bo now without Kadeem Carey in the lineup for Calgary, that Winnipeg pass rush can maybe even pin their ears back even more on the pass rush and on Bo Levi Mitchell. Bo can make mistakes when he's under pressure. And we've seen Bo, you know, make a few mistakes and underthrow some passes this year. And if he's going to be under duress and there's a lack of a run game, which could be the case if Kadeem Carey doesn't suit up, and he's been a great running back for them, that's a matchup concern for the Stampeders. I'd be worried if they don't have him available for this game.
And finally, in closing, we got about a minute and a half here. Toronto Argonauts, Sunday night, 5 o'clock Eastern time, host the Ottawa Red Blacks. And Ottawa right now, guys, they come into this football game, they're 0-6 straight up. They're 2-4 against the spread. I'm surprised they're 2-4 against the spread only because they're actually not a bad team. Like, it's one of these deals. Like, put it this way. Like, they're no worse than Edmonton, who's won 2 games. You could argue they're better. Or Hamilton's 1-5 or whatnot. Like, Ottawa really have kind of been screwed, lost in weird ways, and just one thing after another. But you are what your record says you are. But I think this is their spot. We'll get Babano's take on the other side. Here, we'll wrap up Babano on the other side. But I actually do think this is their spot. The Argos were lucky to win last week. The Argos are, you know, they're 3-2, but it hasn't been easy, and it hasn't been pretty. And even if the Argos did win this game, maybe it would be by 1 point or something like that. I like Ottawa plus the points. Babano's pick on the other side. Bring it.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just $10.
$10 for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
3 minute warning. Level two, quickest 180 minutes in sports talk radio. We're not done. Merrick Brave will join us at level three. We'll get into some Miami Dolphin football talk, some SummerSlam, WWE. Of course, he runs one of the biggest wrestling schools in America with Seth freaking Rollins as well. We'll talk Miami Dolphin futures. But, Banner, before we get you out of here, we didn't get time. We'll hit that on Sunday. We'll talk NFL, college football again. So, CFL, last game of the week, but Banner on Sunday night football. I was going to call them the Renegades, even though they used to be the Rough Riders. I nearly said the Ottawa Renegades. Ottawa
Rough Riders.
Yeah. Red Blacks. Renegades wasn't a bad name for them, actually. Yeah. Ottawa Renegades. So anyways, Ottawa, they were the Renegades. Well, they were the Rough Riders, but when they came back, they didn't want two Rough Rider teams anymore. They were tired of them. Yeah. They didn't own the rights to it also or something. Because I think that's overblown. Like, who cares? People make a big deal about that, but Ben, oh, they're two Rough Riders in the same league. Yes, so what? Does anyone say anything when the LSU Tigers play the Auburn Tigers in the same damn conference? So yeah, shut up. Yeah. It's whatever. Like, who cares? Yeah. Right? Exactly.
So for this game, I like Ottawa too. They're 0-6, 5 of the 6 losses, though, by 7 points or less. So that tells you all you need to know. They've been competitive. They've been in every game. I saw Caleb Evans play better against Montreal. He's progressing a little bit. And you got to treat this spot. Yeah, and you got to treat this spot for the Argos, Gabe, like an NHL or an NBA team off a road trip. Because they played in Nova Scotia. They flew out west after that to Saskatchewan.
Yeah, good
point.
They're
back home here facing Ottawa. And Toronto, when you look at it, their last two wins against Saskatchewan, they were trailing in the fourth quarter. They lost to Winnipeg at home. They only beat Montreal at home by 1. They're not winning games comfortably. They're having a hard time, you know, gaining a margin in any of these games. And I think Ottawa, the urgency's been there every week. I think plus the points for Ottawa is the way to go. And let's not also forget, Toronto's got my Hamilton Ticats on deck next week. First time since the East Final when things got hairy at the end. Big time flat spot for Toronto, I think.
Late night anger management class. Thanks to Ian Cameron. This is Sports Rage. Merrick Brave next. Bring it.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.